We're going to learn a sugya tonight, which is an overlap of the parsha this week, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shoftim, excuse me, and Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. This is the sugya of Egla Rufa, and if you open up to Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, you'll take a look at the sugya of Egla Rufa. It's approximately, I would say, about 12 lines up from the bottom. If you count from the bottom of the Amud, you'll see on the right, the first word in the line is Arifas Egla B'Shlosha. So the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to how many judges we need for Egla Rufa. According to Rabbi Shimon, we need only three. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need five. And the Gemara is going to go into a long, detailed explanation as to what they're arguing about. Why does Rabbi Shimon think that three is enough? Why does Rabbi Yehuda require five? Now, let me just mention some of the background here about Egla Rufa. We find a dead body who was slain. So he's a Nerag. And the corpse itself is called Chalal. Chet Lamed Lamed. And what we do is, we have an entire ritual which the Torah requires, in which you bring a calf down to a Nachal, and the Torah says we do an Arifa, we cut off the head, and the Zkenim have to come from Yerushalayim, wherever this is. Again, this body could have been found all the way in the north, all the way in the south. And how many Zakenim, how many members of the great Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is made up of 71 judges, how many of them have to come down for this purpose of Egla Rufa? That's going to be a machlokas. You either need three or you need five. And this is based on two ways of reading a pasuk. We're reading a pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, Dvarim Chaf Aleph. It says, V'yatzu zkeinecha v'shoftecha u'madidu es harim asher svivo sechalol.
Want to see where he belongs to.
Excellent. Which is the nearest city to the corpse? So it's very important that we know exactly where the corpse was found, so we can do what's called a medida, meaning to clarify, to measure exactly which of all the cities that are anywhere in a radius of this corpse is the closest of the cities. And then the Torah gives us all the details about how to do the Egla Arufa, how to do the Arifas HaEgla. So V'yatzuz Zkeinecha V'shoftecha. Arifa is to behead. And the Torah uses the word V'yatzu, they shall leave or exit, in the plural. A plural is always a minimum of how many? Two. Rabbi Shimon says, well, if you have a minimum of two, you have an even number, you have to add a third. So we need a third zaken, but that's it. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, it says, v'yatzu, and then it says, zkeinecha v'shoftecha. So the word v'yatzu only describes the action of zkeinecha and shoftecha. Both zkeinecha and shoftecha are in the plural. Zkeinecha therefore gives me two judges, shoftecha gives me another two judges, I'm left with four judges and I have to add a fifth judge to make sure it's a Beis Din Nota and not a Beis Din Shokel. The Gemara goes through somersaults in the air to try to figure out why is it that Rabbi Shimon does not use the same apply the same hermeneutic rules, in other words, to derive from Zkeinecha two and another two from Shoftecha. And the Gemara concludes, just if I can finish, that the word Shoftecha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the word that teaches me not the number of judges, but the level or the status of the judges. Who are these judges? Are these judges that sit on a regular court of three? Are these judges who are sit or part of membership of the Sanhedrin Akhtana, which is made up of 23 judges, or are they members of the highest court of Israel, of the Beis Nagarot B'Yerushalayim made up of 71 judges. And the word Shoftecha, according to Reb Shimon, is going to teach us that we need judges who sit on what's called Hamyuchadim Shevashoftecha. They are the most outstanding judges, they're on the highest level. They are members of the Sanhedrin Agdola. So that the Sanhedrin Agdola is not going to move from the Lishkas Hagazas, which is outside the base of English, all the way down to the Nachal Esam where they do the Arifas HaEgla. They're going to send representatives. How many representatives do we need from the Beis Nagadol? According to Reb Shimon, we only need 3. According to Reb Yehuda, we need 5. Floor is yours.
No, okay, I'll just miss something. For the Shoftim, we need 3 because two to make it plural and 3 to, so they shouldn't have a stairway. For the policemen, the Shoftim, we need just 2.
Well, I don't know about policemen. You can't ask about policemen. It says Shoftecha. Shoftecha judges. Shoftecha, I don't know about Shotrim.
I'm sorry, is it Shoftecha or Shoftecha?
No, that's a different part. That's what it says here again is V'yatzuz Keinecha, and it says V'shoftecha, not Shotrecha, but Shoftecha. Shotrim are not mentioned.
I'm sorry, so there's 2 groups of people. There's a Keinecha, so for the Keinecha you only need 2 because they're not part of the judge.
No, Keinecha you need 2 because it's in the plural. V'yatzuz Keinecha.
Right, so 5 altogether.
And 5 altogether. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, fine.
Again, only because Rabbi Yehuda uses Shoftecha to jack up the number from 2 to 4. Rabbi Shimon uses the word Shoftecha to teach you that these 2 judges, and then we're going to add a 3rd, have to be members of which court? Hamiyuchadim Shoftecha, that means members of the Beis Nagadol. Where does Rabbi Yehuda derive that halacha? Because he also agrees that the 5 judges that are implementing the Medida, the calculation, the measurement of Egla Rufa, they also have to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to be members of the High Court of Israel. How does he derive that? And the Gemara says that he uses Vishoftecha for two purposes. Because the Torah could have left out the Vav of Vishoftecha. It could have said Ziknei Shoftecha without the Vav. So the Shoftecha tells me you need 2 judges in addition to the Skenecha, the 2 judges. So you have Skenecha and Shoftecha 2 plus 2. And then the Vav is going to teach you they have to be members of the High Court. So the bottom line is that in one principle there's no machlokas. There's a consensus of both Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, namely that the status of the judges, the quality of the judges, has to be that of the Beis Nagadol Shel Yerushalayim. However, where is the machlokas? That's not in the quality of the judges, but rather in the quantity of the judges. So as far as the number of judges, Rabbi Shimon says, well, it says keinech, that means 2, we add a 3rd. And Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a minute, it also says shoftecha, which means 2, so we add shoftecha to keinecha, 2 plus 2 plus, and that brings it up to 5. That's the machlokas.
So when there's a court case, you need a 3rd in case there's a hung.
Right.
What court cases are they here? What decisions do they need to make?
Excellent question. So there's a sefer on Masechet Sanhedrin called the Chamra V'Chai. He comes to the conclusion based on a sugya. Does anybody, by the way, know which Masechet in Shas is the Masechet of Egla Rufa? It's not Sanhedrin. Here it comes up through the back door. Sota. Masechet Sota has really 2 names to it. It's Masechet Sota because it deals with the Sota, and it's also Masechet Egla Rufa. And in Masechet Egla Rufa, the Gemara says that with regard to the Egla Rufa, we need a decision as to how to do the measurement. And that decision depends upon a complicated machlokes, a debate. One opinion says that we calculate the medida from the, this is what's called in modern contemporary English forensic medicine. You familiar with that? So according to one opinion, we have to figure out which aver was the aver that caused his death, the place where he died, and from that we calculate. According to the other mandir, we always calculate from the top of the body. There's going to be a real debate about exactly how to do the medida. There are halachic decisions that have to be made. We need a court that has a majority, meaning it's an even number. That's called a Beis Din Noten. Okay, fine. That's the introduction to this sugya. But I want to study with you Elamei Atah. So let's see if having summarized most of the sugya, as far as Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is concerned, let's take a look at Elamei Ata. Elamei Ata, if you count up from the bottom of the Amud, it should be approximately 5 lines up, maybe even less. Let me just see. 2 lines up from the bottom. Elamei Ata. In other words, the Elamei Ata means if you're calculating numbers, and every time in this parasha the Torah employs the plural, and therefore you add 2 judges, like for example, Reb Shimon has the word Skenecha in the plural, 2 judges, Reb Yehuda adds Shoftecha, another 2 judges. So the Gemara says that in the very next pasuk, again we're in Dvarim Perikov Aleph, there are another 2 plural words which should jack up the Bezdin to 9 judges, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or to 7 judges, according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Elameyata, let's read the very next part of the pasuk. Actually, it's the same for the same pasuk. It says, V'yatsu skeinecha v'shoftecha u'madadu. So in other words, the Torah says, V'yatsu. V'yatsu means they shall go out. Now, they're going out from the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim to wherever the Eglah Roof is going to take place, is the plural of the word v'yatsu is odshna. That should add another 2. And then it says umadadu. So you have kenecha and shoftecha, but you also have v'yatsu and umadadu. V'yatsu adds 2. So let's take Rabbi Yehuda, for example. We have Skenecha 2, Shoftecha 2, now we have V'yatsu 2, and then we have Umadadu 2. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, plus you have to make any odd number, it's 9. According to Rabbi Shimon, we only have Skenecha, but now we're going to add V'yatsu and now Umadadu. It's not 2, 4, 6, and then we add a 7 to make it into a Bezdin note. So the Gemara answer is no. V'yatsu and Umadadu, those 2 psukim are necessary for an entire different purpose.
Wait a minute. The Shoftecha of people, the Kanecha of people, Umadadu is not a person. It's a pasuk that you bring.
Correct. So you could have said, Be'inan Krol Legufe. Do you remember that phrase that we used way back when, at the beginning of our learning? Legufe means that sometimes we need a word not to derive some new halacha, but rather it just has to flow in the syntax of the sentence. So you could say that v'yatsu skenecha, since we're talking about 2 skenim, so it has to say v'yatsu, because otherwise what's it going to say? V'yetsu? So on this I have a whole discussion in the name of the Aruch Laner. Did you ever hear the Aruch Laner? His name was Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. He was a German Jew. You may have heard of his Talmud Muvok, but he's more famous, trust me, than his Talmud Muvok. His Talmud Muvok was Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, who's famous for what they call Torah Derech Eretz, if you ever heard that phrase. And Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch's Rebbe was Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. He was the Aruch Laner. You probably could have made 2 Einsteins out of his brain. He was absolutely brilliant. So he has a whole discussion here. Ketzad nitan lidrosh mitevas v'yatsu v'umadadu lahosif al minyan askenim halohem nitzrachos legufan. Legufan is the Hebrew translation of the Aramaic legufe. We need it in its context. So he says the following. Oh, this is... I'm going to leave this here. I'll tell you why, because I have a shiur prepared for tonight on a very, very profound level. So I this is really technical. Anyway, the Gemara says the following. The answer to the Gemara is going to be our jump off for tonight's discussion. The Gemara says, Ahumi boile, that plural of Yatsu and Umadadu is necessary to derive a different halacha. L'chidisanya from a braisa. The Brisa says the following. Let me introduce the question that the Brisa is addressing, and then we'll turn to Daf Yudalit Amid Beis. Do the Zkenim actually have to show up for the Medida? They have to actually do the measurement? Can't they send a Shliach? Let them appoint an agent. You know, they're pretty busy in the Beis Nagadol. You know, the members of the highest court, of the Supreme Court. You got to get them on a train from Yerushalayim all the way up to Metula, right? Because that's where they found. And why bother them? Let them send shluchim. Then the Gemara is quoting, the Bryce addresses another question. And that is, what happens if we find the slain body immediately outside of the city? There's no closer city. Do we still have to do a medida? Look at Isanya. V'yatsu hein v'lo shluchan. V'yatsu is telling me that they have to go out and they cannot send messengers or agents to represent them. Umadadu afilu nimtza be'alil la'ir. Now the word be'alil means dover golui. It's clear that it's right outside the city limits. Sarech lasof b'medida. We still need medida.
Depends how you define medida, because if you just take a look and say, oh yeah, it's right outside the city, maybe that's medida. Then we just don't need the people.
Well, there are many, many different dinim of medida, which again, as I say, you have to know exactly how to do it. You know, it's not like football, you know, where the umpire, I don't know, I'm talking American football. Okay, none of you gentlemen from the States. So, do you have any sports in your countries where you know the referee has to take a stick and then he has to judge how far it went, the ball went? No, that's only in American football. Because American football, if you carry the ball 10 yards, but then you don't know what yards are. But anyway,
long balls.
Okay, then you have first down again. In other words, you're only allowed three downs, three chances to get to the goal. But if you carry on one particular play a full 10 yards, so very often the ball lands here and it's unclear as to whether it's within 10 yards or beyond 10 yards. So the referee takes out this big measuring rod. It's a whole thing. They video it on it. It's on tape. You're like 200 million Americans are watching this thing. It's the Super Bowl. It's like advertising time of 30 seconds costs $2.5 million. You can imagine it's 30 seconds during this. An amazing anyway, so there are all sorts of dinim of medida, some of which we'll cover tonight, Imirtz Hashem. But suffice it to say that you and I would have argued that if we know which is the closest city, you know, medida is absolutely meaningless. It's futile. But no, the Torah says umadadu, they themselves have to do the medida unqualified, absolute, unconditional, even if they know exactly where the nearest city is. And that's what I want to study with you tonight. The nature of this mitzvah of medida. So again, just to summarize what we know, the Beis Din HaGadol have to send representatives, three minimum, maybe even five. And these members of the court have to come down personally to do the medida. They cannot send shluchim. And even if we know exactly which is the closest city, we still have to do a medida. Put this on the side for a moment and take off the photocopy that I have here from the Gevuras Yitzchak. We're going to start with Rashi al HaTorah. Now you know that there's a super commentary on Rashi al HaTorah. Does anybody know who that is? There are zillions of commentaries on Rashi al HaTorah, but there's one who I have to put on the top of the list. He's also historically the earliest of them all. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Did you hear of him? That we call the Mizrahi. Has nothing to do with a political party or anything like that. The Mizrahi. He's otherwise known as the Ra'em, Reish Aleph Mem, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, the Ra'em. So there's a Rashi on Chumash. It says, V'yetzuz keinecha v'shoftechu madadu el harim asher svivos hacholol. And Rashi says, L'chol tzad, in other words, we draw like a radius around the body, the dead body, the corpse, and we look at every single side, north, east, west, and try to see within that radius, leida, in order to clarify, ezu krova, which of the cities within that radius are the closest cities. V'ra'em kosav al zeh, Ra'em is the super commentary on the Mizrahi. I own a copy of the Ra'im, but it's not the real. It's close. I think I have a second edition. I mean, the first edition of the Re'im, forget it. I mean, there are very few left in the world. I mean, you have to be a millionaire to buy it. But anyway, I'm proud of my copy of the Re'im. Anyway, I mean, my wife keeps asking, what do you need your copy of the Re'im? They've republished the Re'im 50 million times. But I have the Re'im from, you know, from the original printers in Holland. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so what does it say in the Re'im? Loshu chova limdod minachalal, from the body ad kol ear for ear. There's no obligation to measure from the corpse to every single city, asher svivosov, in its close proximity. Ella kidei limto, you just have to clarify ha'ir hayose krova elav. You just have to really clarify which is the closest city. So you don't have to measure every city. Im yiyach halal mutal samach le'ir, says the Mizrahi, if the slain body is found very near to the city, right on the outskirts of the city, she'ein safin, there's no doubt, shehi, this city is Yosekrov, it's the closest city, ein tzarech shav medina, we don't need to measure it. What does the Mizrahi sound like? The Havamin of the Brisa before the Pasuk Umadidu. But the problem is that's not the Maskana. The Havamin and the Gemara thought that Umadidu is only necessary to clarify which is the closest city. Right. Luyitzur, we know which is the closest city. Right, the next city is five kilometers down the road, and this body is right outside the city. We don't need Medina. No, the Gemara says we have a Brisa that derives from the extra word Umadidu.
Always mean.
Again, the Aruch Hader is going to go through a whole somersault to explain why the Umadidu is extra. And that teaches me that in all cases, even Ba'olil Be'ir, you found the Halal Be'olil, means it's clear that it belongs to the city, you still need a Medina. The Mizrahi did not know our Gemara. So on this we have a Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech lived about 4 centuries ago. His name was Rav Yaakov Roznas. I think he spoke Portuguese, if I'm not mistaken. But then there was the expulsion and the whole thing. So the Mishnah Lamelech writes a super commentary on the Rambam. It's one of the most important, I would say, one, two, maybe it's number three. It's probably the third most significant commentary on the Rambam. It's called the Mishnah Lamelech.
Which one wants to write it?
Well, no, the Ravid is a critique of the Rambam. I would say the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. And then we get to the Mishnah Lamelech. Toma al Haraim. What does Toma mean? Tmiya. Tmiya means he's amazed. He's questioning the Ra'im. The Amrinon. We have in the Gemara, Umadidu, Shafilu Nimtza Ba'olil, Hayumadidim, Shemitzvah Lasok B'Medida. There's a mitzvah of Medida. Please don't ask me why. Spare me the embarrassment. Why would you do a Medida if you know exactly which is the closest city? Haray, what do we see from this Braisa? Umadidu Afilu Nimtza Ba'olil. The Afilu Baralanu, we have no doubt, She'ain Krova Kazu, there's no city that's closer than this one. Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Tzarech Limdo. We need Medida. So, how do we reconcile the Ra'im with our Sugya of Umadidu Afilu Nimtza Ba'olim? So, he says the following, the Mishnah, Svir Leil Ra'im, the Ikar Chiyuv de Medida. Lo havi elame ha'ir hakrova. If you can underline that, I always tell you to please underline things when I think we're going to have to come back to it over and over again. Do you catch this? Excellent catch. So please underline the words, because again we're going to come back to these words over and over again. De ikar chiyuva de medida lo havi elame ha'ir hakrova. And basically what he's saying is that the Torah requires us to do a Medida to the closest city. I mean, that's what it says in the Pasuk. You know, we should really open up the Chumash probably. I didn't prepare Chumashim, which I... maybe, are those Chumashim in Yom? You see those blue things? Maybe by chance those are Chumashim, I can't see. Oh, you only have one? I thought they were all the same. No, it's only one. All right, so if, see if you can open up. We said it's Dvarim Chaf Aleph. In any event, now, the mitzvah here is to measure from where? From the halal to the closest city. So what's this whole business about the other cities? Ella, mishum dis misafkalon. We don't know which is the closest city. Once we determine which is the closest city, then we can fulfill the mitzvah medida. If it's clear up front, crystal clear, which is the closest city, there's no need to measure any of the other cities. That's what the Ra'eh meant when he said, Lo shu chova limdod me, there's no mitzvah of being modeh from the halal kol ir v'ir. The only problem is that if there's a suffix, we may have to do that in order to clarify, but that's not what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is to be modeh from the closest city, right, to the corpse itself, and that's the mitzvah. L'shar orim ein chiyuv limdod. Ella, the only reason you have to be modeh is if you have a suffix. If you don't have a suffix, you know that there's no need to be modeh. So you and I thought that there's some sort of halacha which the Brisa derives from the pasuk of modeh do. I feel an imtzav chol that we always have to measure from each city. The Ra'im says, no, that's a mistake. You don't have to measure from each city. You may have to measure the distance to each city if you have a doubt which is the closest city. If you know for sure up front which is the closest city, then your mitzvah is only to do a medida from that closest city. Honestly, I find this very difficult in the words of the Ra'im. Look at the words of the Ra'im. He writes, Lo shu chova limdod min ha-chalal kol ir v'ir asher svivos of the Torah. Never obligated us to make a medida from each city. Okay, that I can understand. The Mishnah Melech says there's no absolute chiyuv to do such a thing. The only thing is we have to clarify which is the closest city. And therefore, if we have no doubt about it, im yiach halal mutal samach le'ir she'ein safek she'yosikov ve'ein tzarech shom medida. You see, the way the Mishnah Melech is sort of he's throwing a curveball onto these words. When the Ra'im says ein tzarech shom medida, it means ein shom tzarech medida mi kol ha'arim misvivosav. He needs a medida from the closest city and only from the closest city. We have the pasuk.
Yeah. And the next pasuk starts, "Vaya ir krova el chalal v'lachu zikne ir ha'yiglat b'kar shelo u'badva shelo mashchavol."
So it says el arim asher svivot ha'chalal. So according to the Mishnah Melech in the Ra'im, he's interpreting it. That's only in the case of suffix. When it says in the Torah, "Madadu esa'arim el arim asher svivot ha'chalal," that's only if we need a clarification. It's a means to an end. If the end is there without the means, then it's meaningless. You don't need a medida for kol svivosav. But you do need a medida, and that's what the Brisa, the subject of the Brisa is, from the ir hakrova, from the halal to the ir hakrova.
You need at least one medida to one ir. After
correct.
That, you need another medida.
That depends on the circumstances.
Up to the nekuda. So if the one's 5 meters, yeah. 5 kilometers, so as soon as you get 5 kilometers Nekudai Khat, you can stop there in the second Medida. You don't have to go all the way to the ear. But you have to do at least.
I'm not sure what you mean. You want to draw me a picture, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, you don't have an empty page there.
Fine, I think that's cool. No, I'm saying here's the mace.
Right.
Okay. And now you measure the ear and it's 5 kilometers. You still have an obligation to do a medida up to, as the second year, 5.1. You have to do at least that second medida.
But again, that's only because of the suffix. Let's say, for example, you have a situation where you find the corpse immediately outside the city. There's no other city maybe 5 kilometers, maybe 10 kilometers, but no. In such a case, you only have to do a medida from the corpse to that city.
So you find something on the beach. You don't have to go quite across the sea to.
But if you find it, and you know there are a lot of cities around, and it's equally distant from to all the cities, then we have to do a medida, and we have to be very precise and decide which is the Irakrova. But the real mitzvah is the medida from the Irakrova, from that single city, because that's the city that's going to send down its Sekenim. Again, don't confuse it. When I say send down Itzakenim from the closest city, I'm not talking about the Zakenim of our pasuk. Those are the Zakenim who come from Yerushalayim. I'm saying that the Zakenim from the closest city have to be there for the ritual of Harifa. We're talking about Medida. Medida requires the Zakenim coming from Yerushalayim. Just want to clarify that, make sure that that's crystal clear. I'm just going to read it quickly. I'm sorry, this we read already. If it's clear to us that this is the closest city, so again, you want to underline those last few words. That's the end of the quote. So again, if you have absolute clarity, then you only have to do a medida to the Ir HaKrova, to the closest city. You know that that's the closest city. If you don't know which is the closest city, you'll have to do Medida to all the cities around until you can climb. That's only Mitzad Sofek, but that's not the mitzvah. That's not the Chova. The obligation is to just do a Medida to the closest city. So let's say, for example, if you, I'm just going to ask you a kind of a funny question. Let's say you didn't know which was the closest city, and you're going to do a Medida to Lomazogan five cities. When would you say, I'm just joking, when would you say that he makes a bracha asher kitshon mitzvos v'tzivonu limdod asair? When should that bracha be recited?
I'm just trying to
be pedagogic here, but I'm not succeeding. What I meant to say is that the bracha asher kitshon mitzvosov would be made on the medida that closest city. Again, how do you know which is the closest city? So why? That's just a joke. But I'm just saying, if Lu Yitzur, a Navi, would come and tell you which is the closest city, then, or in the case of the Olil, obviously, you would make a bracha, so to speak, I don't mean that literally, on the mitzvah of Medida to the Yerach Krova. That's the only Medida that really has any halachic significance, if you follow what I mean.
Yeah.
All the other Medidos, in the case of a suffix, of a doubt, are necessary, steps or means in order to clarify which is the Yerach Krova. But once you know which is the Yerach Krova, then you can identify which Medida was the mitzvah Medida. That's the way the Mishlam Melech reconciles Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi with our sugya, the Brice of Umadadu, Afilu Meir, Afilu Nimtza Ba'olil. Now, from the language of the Mishnah, I'm going to translate here, and you'll follow it inside, so you'll spare me the burden of reading every word inside. From the language of the Mishnah Melech, it would seem that there's only an obligation and a Torah's Medida, meaning a halachic Medida, that has a kiyum, has a mitzvah to it, between the corpse and the Ir HaKrova. That's the only one. And it doesn't matter whether you're clear about it or you're not clear about it. Once you know which is the city that's closest to the corpse, again, you may have to go through various Medidos, but that last Medida, when you get to the closest city, that is the Medida. That's the one that has a Torah's Medida to it. So all the halachic requirements of Medida, we're going to see there are many different restrictions and regulations that apply to Medida. They apply exclusively, according to the Mishnah Melech, to the Medida between the closest city and the corpse. So let's say, for example, if there was a regulation, we'll call it X. I'm undefined right now. In Medida. And he did not fulfill that Medida in four out of that regulation of Medida, that requirement in four out of the five, but when he got to the closest city, he did fulfill that condition. Would there be any necessity to redo the Medidos? There are no psulim in all the other Medidos, because the other Medidos are really just technical. They're mechanical. The Medida that's halachically binding is only the one to the Ir HaKrova. Then you could talk about what's likuva, what's indispensable, what requirements, what regulations, and what has to be met with. I only say this as an introduction to the left column, which we're about to study. So he says the following. One second. Oh. Now again, if you want to follow the text, we're about 10 lines down on the left column. The first word in the line is disifri. He's quoting a sifri. The Sifri says the following. What happens if they do the medida and they start with the city and end at the corpse? No good. The medida has to start from the corpse and end in the city. Again, don't ask me any questions why, because you'll just embarrass me. But the Sifri derives this from Psukim, that the Pasuk says, Umadidu el ha'arim minachalal. And the diuk in the Pasuk is that you go from the halal to the ear and not the reverse. So remember, I mentioned to you that there may be various regulations that govern how you do the medida and how the Torah wants the medida to be done. Here's one example. The medida has to be done starting from the corpse. I'm not sure which aver, which part of the body.
Yeah, because that's important, right?
That becomes critical, and that's going to be a major controversy. But for that, we'd have to learn Masechta Sota. I'll be okay if I learn Masechta Sanhedrin. To the city, but not the reverse. According to the Mishnah Melech, that requirement would only apply to the Medida, to the Ir Akrova. But let's say if they were in doubt and they had to do Medidos for other cities, and they started from the city and they ended up in the Halal in the reverse order, be perfectly fine. As long as the Medida to the Ir Akrova, which is the only Medida that's halachically binding and has the upgraded status of Torah's Medida, Mitzvah's Medida, was done from the Halal to the ear. So there's a sentence here that has a lot of abbreviations, a line here that has a lot of abbreviations. So I'm just going to test you, if you don't mind, to see if you know how to read abbreviations. Sometimes the authors make up their own abbreviations as they go along. I guess they run out of paper, so I don't know what. Anyway, about the face 12 lines down, there's a line that starts El Ha'ir, if you see that. And then there are two abbreviations afterwards. One abbreviation has like six letters to it. Okay, Lefi Mashkatov. And what's the next one? Hey Mem Lamed.
Maskilamala.
When I read it, I thought it was Havimatsi Lamemar. And I couldn't figure out. What it is Ha Mishnah Lamela. So I mention it to you now because it repeats itself over and over again throughout this essay. So let's get it straight on the first round. Ha Mishnah Lamela. So he says, Lefima Shekosva Mishnah Melech, that the only Torah's Medida, meaning the Halachic Medida, is only with regard to the Ir Akrova, and the other Medidos for the other cities are only to clarify, to make sure and establish which is the Ir Akrova, but the real Medida, is the real Makoy Medida, is the Medida from the Ir Akrova, and therefore other Medidos to other cities that are more distant, it's not Torah's Medida, doesn't have the Halachic status of Medida, can. Let's say he went ahead and he was modeed from the city to the halal, which is the exact opposite of what he went to do. And he says the following. If, when he gets to the Ir Akrova, he does the Medida, I shouldn't use the word he because it's plural, right? We're talking at least three Zekadim or maybe five Zekadim, right? When they did the Medida from the Ir Akrova, they started from the halal exactly as the halacha prescribes it, that would be fine, even though, with regard to the other cities, they didn't fulfill that requirement, and they started from the city. Do you enjoy this? I get a lot of hana out of this, I'm telling you. This is so gishmak. Do you know what gishmak is? You know, you ever eat a cholent, and you say, wow, that's gishmak. You know, that's a cholent. You know? This is so gishmak for me. Because basically, he has two categories here of Medida, and they're fundamentally different one from the other. This is what we call in Brisk Tzvei Dinim, if you're familiar with that phrase. There's one Dinim Medida, which is a mitzvah, it's a chova, it's Torah's Medida, it has halachic significance, and then we're going to impose requirements. There's another Dinim Medida, which is just mechanical, it's technical.
It serves a purpose,
and it may not even be necessary. You know, there may be situations in which it's necessary, but there are many situations in which it's not necessary. If it's crystal clear to us up front which is the closest city, because we found the Mespa Olil, then we don't even need the other Medidas, because they're all technical. They're only a means to an end. And I know exactly how to clarify without that. So I don't need that Medida. And the other Nafkamin is going to be, what if I do the Medidas for the other cities in the wrong way? In the wrong sequence. I start, instead of starting from the corpse and moving outwards, I start from the city and move towards the corpse. No problem, he says. You don't have to redo the Medida. But when it comes to the real Makoy Medida, that's the mitzvah, then it's from the Yira Krova. You have to start from the corpse and end it with the sin.
What about Doraisa?
Doraisa, it's all Doraisa.
Both of them.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean, both of them. In a case of a Safek, we don't know which is the closest city.
That's
Doraisa. But again, it's Doraisa, but not as a Torah's Medida. It's a Doraisa in order to clarify. It's only necessary for clarification. I'll give you an example, Alan. Today in our times, contemporary life, you take a helicopter and you go up the, I don't know exactly which technology they're going to need, but I'm absolutely sure that the technology exists today. And from the helicopter, with a bird's eye view, you can already determine which is the closest city to the halal.
With a drone.
A drone, okay. Today everybody says, all we talk about today is the drones, right? So we take a picture from a drone. And this technology probably goes back many, many years. I think even during the Nazi Holocaust, the pictures that the Americans took. I know, I'm sure all the Air Force. So you take a picture from up in the air. You don't need a Medida for the other city, but you will need one Medida. Which Medida you have to do
from
the closest city? So you may have many different ways of clarifying, but one Medida is absolute. Has a Torah's Medida. It's a chiyuv and it's a mitzvah, and we'll make a bracha on it. I don't mean that literally, but just for pedagogic purposes. And the Zkenim have to do that Medida. Ulefi Masha Kosava Mishlo Melech. Oh, here's another question. Can the Zkenim send agents to do the Medida?
He says no.
Now say it intelligently. We said no, but now say it more like a lander. I want you to talk like a lander.
They cannot do it for the Ikar.
Excellent. As far as the Medina of the other cities is concerned, let them send Shluchim. Those are just technicalities. Let's send up the Air Force. We'll find from an aerial view. But as far as the Medina to the closest city is concerned, once you know which is the closest city, that requires the Zkenim themselves personally, and they cannot send Shluchim.
I think that there should be two cities that are Doraisa, because you need to exclude one of them. If there's a real Safek, then why are you sending guys who are not...
Again, if there's a real Safek, the Torah says clarify the suffix, but clarifying a suffix is not a maisa mitzvah. It doesn't give you a Torah's mitzvah. I'll give you an example. Let's say I have an esrog, and I don't know if it's kosher or possel. So I take one. What do they call those little magnifying eyeglasses? They have a name for it. So is that a mitzvah? But the Torah is going to require me to clarify. Let's say, for example, I bring you a chicken, and I don't know if it's treif or not treif. I got to do everything in my power to clarify whether it's treif or not. You know, where's the needle and where is it not? You got to be a chacham for that. Not everybody knows how to make that call. You know, and say where the needle is. You know, oh, it's treif, it's kosher, or whatever it is. There are many times where we need to clarify things. You know, you have I give you a pot of a vegetable. What should I give you? Let's say, I'll give you a fig, a teina, right? So, what do you have to do before you eat the fig? Because it's muchzak betolayim. You have to look and check that there are no bugs in it, right? A bugless fig. My wife says that there's no such thing as a bugless fig, so we don't eat figs. I eat figs, but anyway. That's because I have X-ray vision, so I know whether there are bugs there, right?
But it's not a mitzvah. You have to do it. But
correct. Nobody would say you make a mitzvah, you make a bracha on checking for tolayim, with all due respect. It could even be, again, don't quote me on this, you can rely on a guy to do the checking.
You're not making a bracha, obviously, because you may not find one.
Again, even if you find 50 bugs and take them all out, you don't make a bracha. There's no bracha on bedika. Bedika is only a technicality. It's a mechanical act. You know, sometimes I need it, but if I don't need it, then drop it. But not so with regard to the Yira Krova. The Yira Krova is the subject of this parasha that we're reading, where the Torah commands the Zkenim come down from Yerushalayim down to the Nachal Eson and do the Medida to the nearest city. That's the Torah's Medida. This is a major breakthrough. This is revolutionary. But it's the Mishnah Levelech. And it's the only way that we know of to figure out Pshat in the In Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, and I again call upon you once again to read the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says, "Im yiachalal mutal samach leir v'yemanu safek eze ir yosekrove ein tzarich medida." How could he have the chutzpah to say such a thing? What did the Mizrahi didn't know? Gemara? We're smarter than the Mizrahi, so therefore we need the Mishnah Mela. And the Mishnah tells us that what the Mizrahi is talking about is the Torah's medida, the mitzvah medida, and. If there's a suffix, then you have to do, for technical reasons, you're going to have to do Medida to all the cities around. If there's no suffix, then you don't need that Medida, but you need the Medida of the Krova, of the Irak Krova. And that's what the Brisa that we learned tonight, that says, Umadadu afilu mibir sheba olim, nimtza ba olim. Achen, here, he has a doubt. When the Torah says Umadadu el ha'orim asher svivos hachalol, it would seem from the simple meaning of the pasuk that medida l'chol ha'orim asher svivos hachalol yesh Allah Torah's medida. In other words, how are you going to read the pasuk according to the Mishnah Lamel?
Into the words.
Into the words. How do you fit into the words? Are there any words that single out the Ira Krova? Let's read the pasuk again. But Binyam, you have the pasuk open. Just make sure I'm not misquoting the pasuk because I'm using a secondary source. Umadadu el ha'orim asher svivos hachalal. Is that what it says? Is there any indication here that there's a separate status to the Ira Krova? The Ode, and furthermore, Rashi writes that Amadida Havi Lechol Tzad, that you have to look in every single direction around the Chalol, Leida Eze Yakrova. According to the Mishnah Melech, we need a Medida Lechol Tzad. Ain't no laid out Eze Krova, ki im da Medida Lechol Tzad Mishum Dal Yidei Zedavadi Yiskayim. In other words, what he's asking is, it doesn't seem from Rashi, and again, everything here is based on Rashi, right? The Mizrahi and the Mishnah Melech. It doesn't seem from Rashi that when you're checking on each side, you want to know. Just one second, Kiim. Let me just review it before I understand. Kiim da medidul chol tzadu mishum da ideze bavadi iskayim. Mitzad. Ah, the indication of Rashi is that we make a medida for all the cities in every direction, and that medida, which includes, let's say, five. I'm just throwing out a number, five cities. That itself includes the Irak Krova. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's one entity called medida to all the closest cities. Rashi doesn't in any way single out the medida of the Irak Krova. Once we make a medida to all our cities, so we put on a piece of paper 5 kilometers, 6 kilometers, 7 kilometers. Here we have the names of all the cities, and guess what? This city wins the jackpot. It's only 4.5 kilometers, but we don't have to do another medida. That medida was part of the general medida. There's no indication, not in the pasuk nor in Rashi, that the Torah is singling out one specific medida. So that the Mishnah Melech might be saying something brilliant, but it doesn't seem to reflect neither the simple meaning of the Torah nor the simple reading of Rashi. Hanira muchach mizebedas haMishnah Melech the afagav the ikar chiyuva the medida lo havi elam ira krova umihai taima hechad the nimtza beol elain tzarch libdor el ira krova lechud mikolakom hechad eni yodea. Maybe, Alan, this is your opinion. In a case where he doesn't know which is the Krovi city, and he has a suffix, and therefore he's going to have to do a medida to all the cities, is therefore gam mashemodeid li'orim hasfiras achol nichlal b'mitzvahs medida. So that's what you want to underline now. Mm. Do you have this? It's 5 lines up before the end of the page.
No.
The first word in the line is sveika. And you want to underline the words gam. Do you see what it says gam? Gam mashem modeid li'orim hasvivos lecholol nilchlal b'mitzvahs medida. Those are the words you want to underline. In other words, we're not saying anymore that the, you know, when you have a doubt, then it's just a mechanical action to check the other cities. No. Once you have a doubt, then you have a Torah's Medida, you have a responsibility of doing an absolute mitzvah of Medida for all the cities. And therefore there's one mitzvah Medida to all the cities, including the Irak Rova. So what we're saying now is that what's unique about the Medida to the Irak Rova is that that becomes an absolute requirement, unconditional, even in a case where there's no suffix. And in such a situation where we have absolute clarity, we don't need to do a medida of all the other cities. But if the situation arises in which we have a doubt as to which is the closest city, then the medida requirement changes in its very essence and expands to include all the cities around. So when the Torah says, Umadadu, what's the pasuk there? I should ask you for the chumash, so I have it in front of me, maybe just a... Where is it? On this side, that side?
No, on the left side.
On the left side. When the Torah says, Umadadu el ha'arim in plural, asher svivos hachalo, what the Torah is saying is that there's a mitzvah medida on all the cities within that radius, svivos hachalo, if he doesn't know which is the closest city. If he does know which is the closest city, there's no need to implement the medida on the other cities. You can drop that, just cut it out. But you will need a medida on the closest city. And this is his way of figuring out how the Mishnah Lamelech could be reconciled with the simple reading of the Pasuk and Rashi, which both the simple reading straightforward of the Pasuk and the Rashi indicate that there's a mitzvah of umadadu ala arim asher sfiros hachol, the Torah, and without specific, because that's a case of suffix. When there's a suffix, then the mitzvah is to do the medida on all the cities. That's a conditional mitzvah, and only when that condition is met, then there's a mitzvah to check all the cities around. And what's the condition? The suffix. If there is no suffix, it's ba'olil. Then we have only one mitzvah medida, the absolute mitzvah medida, and that's the medida from the Cholol to the closest city.
So wait, what was the source for that? To say it was the closest city?
Again, the source for what? A or B? I'll give you two choices. A is when there's a suffix, he has to be modated all of the cities. And B, if there's no suffix, he only has to be modated from the closest city. That's the braisa that we just learned. That v'yatzu umadadu afilu, what's the language of the braisa? Afilu nimta bi'olil ir. That when the Torah says umadadu, this is an extra pasuk, which you have to go through the Aruch Haner to see technically why it's an extra pasuk. But the extra pasuk tells me that even if you have no suffix, it's nimtza ba'olil ha'ir, nevertheless there's a mitzvah medida. That's the question, that's the case where he has no suffix. But in addition to that, the Torah addresses a situation where he doesn't know which is the closest city, and the Torah says umadadu es ha'arim asher sviros ha'cholol. And that medida encompasses all the cities, each one that's a potential candidate for being the Ira Krova.
So we can't say it's technical. Sorry, we can't say it's technical anymore. In such a case, it also becomes a kibbutz mitzvah.
Correct. And therefore, once again, you're going to need to start from the cholol and end in the city.
In the case of it's like
everything that we said until now,
is
now put in the back burners. In other words, he's completely reversing himself based on the pasuk and based on the simple reading of Rashi. So we said before that in the case of suffix, the medida of the other arim is just technical. And who cares in what way they started? Take a picture from the air. But now we're saying, no. What the Torah is commanding us, that if you don't know up front which is the city, it's not Nimtza V'yolil, then umadadu mikol ha'arim asher sviros ha'chol, and that becomes a mitzvah. And all the requirements now will apply to the medida of the other cities. Lu yitzir, I have no suffix, it's nimtza v'olil, I only need one medida, and that's the medida to the Irak Rova.
It's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs?
It's one mitzvah in two scenarios. In other words, the Torah sometimes says the following, that if the situation is such, this is what the mitzvah encompasses. If the situation is different, then the mitzvah encompasses this. So if the situation is that of a suffix, the mitzvah encompasses all the cities. If the situation is clear and we know which is the closest cities, then the mitzvah medida only is focused only exclusively on the Irak Rov. Okay? So he says, therefore, now we're on to page 2. So too, in the case of a suffix, we ask to know which is the krova, because there's one mitzvah medida, in this case of suffix, that encompasses all the so-called five cities. I made up that number. Now, the Bezdin is no longer able to send agents to do the medida to the other cities, because now we've upgraded the status of the medida of the other cities to that of a Torah's medida, and it's part and parcel of the mitzvah medida. So even that which is necessary to do the medida for the purpose of clarifying which is the closest city, those medidas of those cities now are upgraded. They have the status of the mitzvah of medida, and therefore the skedim have to be personally involved in implementing this mitzvah of medida. Elo de tzarech biur beikar divrei haMishnah matul chora yinire dechol ikar mitzvas medida b'cheftes shel medida he limdod kirvasa shel ha'ir ulevarer veleda al yidei medida shehi ha'ir akrov hecha shenimtza chol v'eino modet rak le'ir akrov lechud. He's asking the following. In the situation in which it's absolutely clear, you find the corpse right outside the boundaries of the city, why is it necessary to do a medida at all? Mm-hmm. If now we're expanding the mitzvah medida and includes all the cities, that means we're defining the mitzvah medida as clarifying which is the closest city, so now we can do the ritual of Arifas HaEgla, right? So why, in the case where we found the corpse directly outside the city limits, why do we bother with a medida? Mm-hmm. What is the meaning or the significance of this separate, independent, unconditional, absolute mitzvah medida to the closest city, in a case where it's absolutely clear that that is the closest city? So to answer this question, he quotes the Meiri. He claims that there are other Rishonim mm-hmm. who agree with the Meiri. Shafilu benimtza biol mitzvah lasok b'medida shema mitoch ham. What's this next word? Ha ham maisim. Just 1 second. There's something here. Let me see. I don't know how to read that word, but it doesn't matter. I have a feeling that there may be some sort
maybe
of printing.
Maybe coming from Lavdi also was to, I say homiyah, like in what you say in Atikva.
Yeah.
Homiyah, that's from the same.
How do you translate that?
Yearning?
Yearning. Okay, I don't know. Doesn't fit here. We're not singing Atikva today.
No, but I thought maybe it's from the same.
You remind me of my basic training in the Israeli army. I was in the Israeli army training, and not once did they sing Atikva. I said, I want my money back. Why did I volunteer for the Israeli army? I didn't really volunteer, but they sort of drafted me, but I could have gotten out of it. I was 34 years old at the time, so anyway, whatever that word means, here's what he means. Yavo aleim eza masla o eza edus ad shiagiu la mitas ha'inyan. And basically what he's saying, the Meiri, is that while they're doing the medida and they're checking out the, you know, the karka, they're checking out the, surveying the land, so to speak, and they're looking at the corpse, and they're trying to clarify which is, they're trying to measure to the closest city, take out the word clarify, sorry, they're measuring to the closest city, something, some clue, they'll find some, they'll discover some clue, I would say, and perhaps even witnesses will come forward and they'll clarify who is the murderer. The whole parsha and the mitzvah of Egla Rufa has, again, it's a multi-purpose mitzvah, but one of the main elements of the mitzvah, goals of the mitzvah, is to publicize this whole thing. It's got to be done publicly. We're hoping that by publicizing this and bringing down this Canaan, we didn't even get yet to the one sheet who says that all the 71 elders, all of them have to come down to do the Medida. You want to leave the door open, Midian? That's all part of the publicity, to hope and pray that somehow, you know, they'll find this guy wanted dead or alive.
No, Mishnah, because you won't be able to prosecute him anyway.
Why not? If you have Hayden? If the witnesses will come, then you can put him to death. Yeah. And that's exactly what we want to do.
Why are you measuring? Oh, I know, but I saw the guy.
You know, I once heard, and this is something that you're not allowed to repeat, but I once heard that at the time of the Medida, the murderer himself is so curious that he himself shows up.
Oh.
You know, he probably wears a hood or something, you know what I'm saying?
CSI.
You know, they take a picture, the whole audience, everybody's watching this Medida because, you know, this Gatim came from Yerushalayim, and guess what happens? You need us for a minion?
No.
No. Okay, so you would mind if we leave the door open? So we can hear your great, beautiful baruch. So at the time of the Medida, everybody comes down to watch this Canaan, you know, with all their regal, you know what I'm saying? And including the he's curious himself, you know.
There are cases like that where people are like,
yes, you're right.
Don't understand things happen, where they even get involved in things and go down to police station, not for evidence. And
right. Thank you.